This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. I'm Hunter Vaughn. Here with me, the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Summerow. And again, this is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. And Zimbrick Honda has been a part of the Madison area since 1973. Their customer service is second to none, and you can experience it for yourself at two convenient Madison service locations on Fish Hatchery Road and Grand Canyon Drive. From simple maintenance to expert repairs, Honda certified technicians handle it all. Need new tires? For a limited time at Zimbrick Honda, you can buy three tires and you get the fourth for how much, Dennis?
$1.
That's right. Just $1. Shop local. Shop Zimbrick Honda. Dennis, we are 30 seconds into the show and you're already distracted.
I was waving at Chrissy. Say hi.
Yeah, I know. And you can say hi to the YouTube stream as well. As you're waving at people. We're going to be going through the brackets for both the boys and the girls tournament tonight on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. We've already gotten through the regionals. We're on to the sectional level for the girls tournament. And it's already been a really good tournament for the girls' side. We've seen a lot of really great games. I was at Monona Grove for their win over Delavan-Darien, and then went to Monona Grove Edgewood with Adam Mertz on Saturday. They got to see that really, really good Edgewood squad. But we'll talk more about that Edgewood team here in a little bit. We'll also go through the boys' tournament as they will be starting things off Tuesday night and then getting into the regionals on Friday and Saturday. But any area teams, when we look at Division 5 or Division 4 for the girls' side, that we should be looking out for from the area? I didn't see anybody on the Division 5 level, but Division 4.
Well, you know, actually, on Division 5, this is interesting. Madison Country Day, a 10 seed, made it, and they're going to go up against Albany Monticello, a 1 seed. So that could be a good one. On the other side, one of my favorites, Jim Myers is back coaching Barneveld. I was covering him as a reporter for the newspaper as well as for radio when he was running the table, their Hall of Fame coach. Mm-hmm. When he came back and took it over, I said right away, they're going to be in the sectionals. Here they are in the semifinals, the number 1 seed. And they bring an 19-7 record in. Number 1 seed, they're going up against Shulzburg, another team from the Southwest.
Yep.
And the Southwest part of the state for girls and for boys in the Division 4 and 5 levels always been outstanding. And so we've got three teams. And what's interesting is these are on opposite sides of the bracket. But again, you look at the brackets, they reseed for the state tournament, so you don't know. Could they end up playing each other, you know? A Barneveld and an Albany Monticello, could they play each other in the first round of state? Or could they both win and play in the state finals? Would that be so cool in our area?
So you mentioned the southwest part of the state. And, you know, growing up in the state of Wisconsin, I've always noticed that, of course, there's Cuba City and everything that
Mineral Point.
Do we know why that part of the state is so good?
Outstanding
at high school
coaches,
basketball?
Outstanding youth programs. You know, for the guys, Jerry Pettigrew. Both the guys and the girls. You know, Dan Burson now is going to hopefully bring his boys team back again. They won state last year, his first state title, and he's a Hall of Famer. He's been on the WBCA board for years. So it's great coaching, and it's basketball country. It's Hoosiers. Small town. You go by all the barns. Everybody's got basketball hoops out there. In the dead of winter, shovel off the driveway, throwing up hoops. Now you got open. You got gyms, and you don't have to go out and do it like the old days when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. You're happy. The ball was dead, so you didn't dribble. You just ran. But it was a hoop. So I was thinking, this is my first one. I had state wrestling last weekend, so I was totally immersed in that. But I got to watch Hoosiers before I get back in my first game this week. It's always a tradition.
Yeah, you have to. It's the best way to start off March, because then you get into all the tournaments and everything. Dennis, as we move up to Division 4, we've got more area teams there.
Well, you got Cambridge and Belleville, opposite sides, same conference. The Capital Small. Belleville with
both 3 seeds.
Both 3 seeds. Belleville 21-5, and Cambridge, I believe, was 19-6. Cambridge, though, the Prairie School, and that's my pick to win it all.
What about them?
That's an outstanding program, from year in and year out. They were picked number 1 to come in. Just looking at here, Abby Jaramillo, the coach. 96-34, she's been there. They've got some great players on the team. Jajana Glass Barnes, JJ Barnes, outstanding. She's a Miss Basketball finalist. So coming in averaging, 21.7 rebounds a year ago. She's a Marquette recruit. So I've had the Prairie School circled since day one.
Well, and we see that a lot when you get in these lower level. I hate calling them the lower level, but Division Five, Division Four. If you have a player who's in that Mr. Basketball or Miss Basketball conversation, they usually are able to just dominate games to an absurd level because they'll just do everything, and they're such a higher level player than what the rest of them are in those divisions that you see that where it's, okay, they just have that one superstar.
But as that one superstar is, it's can they make the rest of their teammates better?
Yep.
Because what happens a lot of times, a lot of players, they wait for that good player to bail them out. So it's good for, you know, like a Barnes to get in foul trouble early in the year. Maybe she's got to sit. Somebody else has got to kind of lead the team and going, hey, I can do it too. That if it comes down to crunch time, you know, teams try to take the best players out with a box and one or, you know, the triple teaming. We see that with Will Garlick with Middleton. Every time, you know, the ball goes inside, there's three guys on him, you know. You got to find some other players. You got to have the support staff. So as much as one player can dominate, you still want the support staff. And the Prairie School's had it for the last number of years.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. I'm Hunter Vaughn. With me, the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Summerow. And our video stream for Prep Mania is sponsored by Pemberton PI. When life takes an unexpected turn, turn to Pemberton Personal Injury Law Firm. Pemberton's client-centered approach ensures you're treated with respect, care, and compassion. Never just another case. With offices in Madison and Baraboo, Pemberton has the experience to secure the justice and compensation you deserve, serving clients statewide. There are no fees until you win. Trust a firm that treats you like family. Visit Pemberton Personal Injury Law at PembertonPI.com. Dennis, we move up to the Division III level then for girls, as again, they completed the regional levels last weekend. They're on to the sectional round. Any area teams here that you're watching for, we think that in the Division III level can make the run through this Thursday and Saturday and get up to Green Bay for the state championship?
Yeah, I'd have to say I think it starts with Edgerton. They were number one seed up in their bracket. You see they're bringing in a 24-2 record. So, Coach Chris Jenny, 110-18. 110-18.
Wow.
That's his 6-year record right now. So, Edgewood is out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're out of Division III. Laconia, though, that's a team that they're going to probably have to get through. I think Laconia is what, in the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were a number one seed in the bottom, and they've got East Troy. But Edgerton's got to go through Prairie du Chien. We saw Prairie du Chien last year.
Mm-hmm.
We're in regionals up against Edgewood. Yeah, but Edgerton, outstanding team. Claudia Jenny, daughter of the coach, sophomore. Wow. She led the Rock Valley in assists and steals as a freshman, and her game has just improved this year. So, I mean, I think Edgerton's got a good shot against the Laconia. And then you got Oosburg on the Oosburg. Elk Mound, kind of thinking about Wisconsin. Dells is still alive in Section 1, and Wittenberg-Burnenberg, those are my teams, actually, that I picked for with sports. So,
you and I decided to, for these games, go through for Divisions 3, 2, and 1 and make some predictions on who we think is going to make it to Green Bay for the Final Four. So since we're on the Division 3, I'm going to give you my three that I think that will make it through here. So for Division III, starting off down in the sectional number 4, I have Catholic Memorial going on.
Okay.
Then in sectional 3, that's where I went with Laconia.
Yep.
Kind of had a little bit of an area bias for me with my picks. And then I also went with Wisconsin Dells and then Winneconne going. So some personal picks for me. I grew up near Winneconne, so I was like, why not? I'll take the Wolves. And then Wisconsin Dells covered that South Central Conference for a number of years when I was living up in Berlin. So had to go and take those area teams. So I was a little bit biased, but I feel good about them because they're usually good girls programs.
That's why I kind of the same thing. I think I see Oosburg because that's a team that mm-hmm. both boys and girls have been dominant over the years. And going to Laconia, Wittenberg, Bernermoord, and Elk Mound is the one I picked. But I was really thinking about Wisconsin Dells and kind of rooting for the team that's a little closer. So I would not be surprised to see Dell's 21-2 up Elk Mound 24-1. Now, this is when everybody's good. And you look at Wittenberg Burningwood, they're 25-0. They go, that's a perfect state title.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hoping. You like to see those teams get there.
Yeah.
And when they cap off the season with a gold ball and perfection, it is so hard, because I just saw this with wrestling coaches say, you want to have a loss somewhere along so mm-hmm. you know what it feels like, you know how to bounce back, and it's not the end of your season.
Mm-hmm.
When that you lose in that one game in the playoffs or in the championship, whatever, oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's that, yeah. that feeling of, oh, we were just so close.
Yep. Well, with wrestling, I had a kid, Eli Leonard from Mount Hoare Barneveld, was perfect. He ended up losing in the state championship game 8-7. It was that close of a perfection and a top of the podium. So mm-hmm. you see the same thing in basketball, and, you know, that unbeaten team. So I always kind of root for those if they go through the regular season, because I know how tough it is to do it.
Yeah, and then as we move on going through the girls' brackets, we move up to the Division II ranks. This is where things for the Madison area really start to come alive. We see more of our teams. We've got DeForest. They'll be going up to Portage to take on West Salem for a sectional semifinal Thursday night. And then we also have a one seed in Edgewood. They will be at Verona going up against a three seed in Stoughton. Those are both two really good games. And Dennis, you made a comment to me before this. You were surprised that DeForest was sitting at a three seed for the girls.
Well, they've had kind of a tough year. They're 13-13, so kind of been a little bit up and down there. But Jerry Schwinn, the coach over there, has done a really good job. So I guess I'm not surprised in that, you've got they're in the Badger Large, so they got some mm-hmm. pretty good competition up there. You got to go through the Wanakees and the Beaver Dams. So you're battle tested by the time you get to state, or the state tournament, rather.
Yeah, and then for that side, the winners will then advance to the sectional championship, which is going to be played at Baraboo. That's a 1 o'clock tip off. There and Baraboo, for people who haven't been up to that gym,
awesome.
Yes, it feels like the same way that Edgewood's gym feels like you're in Hoosiers. It's got that pit feeling. You have the upper deck for it as well, and then you're just up above the court, and it's an old school gym. Love doing games up in Baraboo. That's going to be a great environment for a sectional.
Yeah, you've got the stage on one end too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I was starting to cover it, it was all you had the stages and all these gyms, and now gradually, we talked about it with the city, with Madison East and La Follette, the intimate feeling they had. Now they got 2,000-seat gyms. Well, yeah, you can hold a sectional, you can pack them in, but for your typical game where you might only have 300 or 400 people there, it doesn't feel the same as it does in those old-style mm-hmm. gyms. But time moves on, so.
And we move on as well. When we are in this Division II bracket, Dennis, is there anybody else that you like to come out of their that we should be watching out for? I think a team like Lakeland, where they've got Christina Oymont averaging 30 points per game, as well as 3.8 steals per game.
Miss Basketball candidate.
Yep. That is exactly why I brought her up. Lakeland feels like the team that, with her, she could will this team to a trip to Green Bay.
Well, and that's what I have. I have Edgewood over Lakeland in the championship game, and Tosa East and West Appear, the other two teams getting to state.
I do have West DePere. I went with Union Grove for my other team. I just feel like Union Grove, they've been in the top 10 for the coaches poll almost all year on the girls' side. They feel like the type of team that just they're always around. And when you have a team like that, I just feel like that's the sort of thing where you make deep runs all the time. When you're used to being one of the best teams in the state, when you're used to making deep runs in the playoffs, you've seen it far more than I have, not to call you old, Dennis, but that's just one of those things. You just see that happen all the
shot.
Time.
the
no, it's just yeah. you're experienced.
Yep. Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Moving up to Division I, this will be the sectional that we're going to be covering here on ESPN Madison, as it'll be sectional number 3. With a one seed at Arrowhead, they're taking on Verona, that game at McWanago. But then the 6 seed, Kettle Moraine, going to Oregon to take on the 2 seed, Wanakee. And we'll be covering that Wanakee-Kettle Moraine game on Thursday night here on 100.5 ESPN Madison, as well as the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. And Dennis, I'm excited for this sectional. I think this might be the best sectional on the girls' side, regardless of division.
Yeah, well, I feel for Verona. Talked to Lexi Richardson earlier today. Yep, it's Arrowhead again in sectionals. So
every
time. That's what you expect. Arrowhead 23-3, the number one seed. And Verona ended up with the 59-game win streak in the Big 8 by the time the season was over. Then they had to do what's very hard to do, beat a team three times. And they beat Madison Memorial 51-46, and that was a game that was between 5 and 6 points either way, the whole game. So I think they're glad not to have to see Memorial anymore. They're done with them for the season. And Memorial was picked to win the conference coming in with the losses Verona had graduating. But Lexi's done a great job with that program. Arrowhead, again, you got Cuso, one of the best players in the state. But I really like Wanakee the way they've been playing. They played some tough teams, a tough schedule throughout the year. They played Arrowhead, and they played Edgewood. And even though they lost those two games, and they go back to early in the season when they had a couple of losses that they think, okay, wait a minute. Let's take a look at this. What can we do this year? We hung in there. We hung against some good competition. And then they won the last year it was Oregon was the champ. They dethroned Oregon and won the Badger Large. So
well, and that Wanakee team, they've got two players shooting over 40% from three. So they're really going to be able to stretch the floor against Kettle Moraine. And that opens up everything else for the rest of that offense. So Kettle Moraine can score. I mean, they put up 77 in their win over Oconomowoc in the regional final. And then in the regional semifinal against Madison East, they won that 88-40. You don't see a lot of girls' teams getting up into those 80s to 90s, and the fact that they were able to do that and then flirted with 80 in a regional final, that's really impressive. This offense for Wanakee is the real deal.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that they're a transition team. They love to shoot the threes. But Kettle Moraine, though, they've got a couple of girls yet that were around when they had their back-to-back state championship teams. So that's a program that, even though you look at their record and say 16-10, yeah, they've been battle-tested, and it's not what you're doing early. It's how you're finishing. Are they on a high note? And, you know, this very well could be an Arrowhead-Kettle Moraine sectional final or a Verona-Wanakee, which we would love to see in Oregon on Saturday.
That environment, if we get Verona-Wanakee playing on a Saturday afternoon for a sectional championship, is going to be electric. Oregon Gym, it's again – there's a theme when I talk about my favorite gyms in the Madison area. If it's a gym that has that second level to it, so you have a few seats down in the bottom, but then they've got bleachers on the two sides going up to the ceiling, those are the gyms that I really love. It just has a different feel to it and a really great environment that you get from it. And one of those.
Right. And I've been in that gym when they've had a sectional final and they've turned people away at the door.
Yep.
And that's what you'd hope for, to have a local one. And, you know, how close is it for Wanakee? Wanakee's got to drive maybe a little bit farther than Verona, but hey, on a Saturday afternoon, everybody should be there.
Yeah, exactly. Those communities will show up if that's the sectional that we can get. This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. Are you dreaming of transforming your home into a space you've always wanted? Wanakee Remodeling makes it happen. Whether it's stunning kitchen makeovers, cozy living room revamps, or complete exterior facelifts, their expert team is there to bring your vision to life. They're local, reliable, and dedicated to quality craftsmanship that stands the test of time. Call 608-442-0034 or visit WanakeeRemodeling.com today for a free consultation. When we come back from the break, Dennis Summerow and I preview the boys' tournament as we've got the brackets coming up.
We didn't pick our team for Division One.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot. Chrissy Birdsall, our producer, why didn't you remind me?
First time, guys. Kind of nervous.
Oh, it's fine. I'm just trying to deflect the blame. Jesse Nelson's school of producing and hosting. I didn't do anything wrong. Dennis, who are your picks for the Division One bracket?
Pewaukee over Arrowhead and Eau Claire Memorial and Muskego. So Jesse liked that one.
So I have Muskego as well. I thought Jesse Nelson would appreciate that. I have Wanakee going because I think that offense for Wanakee is just going to be too much to handle. And then I've got Pewaukee and then Eau Claire Memorial in my final four. Eau Claire Memorial is only giving up 36.5 points per game. They haven't even given up 1,000 points yet on the season, and they're into the sectional level. It is incredible what they can do on defense. So I think it's going to be a slugfest for whoever they play, and I just Those are my four.
Well, I picked Arrowhead one because they've been there and won it. And coming back, and I don't want to jinx the local team in this one. I thought, let's pick against the Wanakee and Verona in this one. But I had them both those teams getting to the sectionals. Hope, and I figured it was going to be a Wanakee Arrowhead final. We'll see what it is, but Verona, I'll have something to say about that.
They definitely will. Now, when we come back from the break, we will break down the boys' bracket as they'll have some games starting on Tuesday, and then everybody will be playing on Friday for the regional semifinals. This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. Time for me to fly. This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. I'm Hunter Vaughn. With me, the man, the myth, the legend, the dean of area high school sports, Dennis Summerow. As we're going through the brackets, we just finished up breaking down the girls' state tournament bracket, and now it's on to the boys. And just in case you still haven't decided what you're going to get for dinner, well, it just got easier and tastier as Pizza Hut's Ultimate Hut Bundle is here. Starting at just $24.99, you can get any two medium pizzas, eight boneless wings in your favorite flavor, and your choice of cinnamon, cheese, or breadsticks with two dips. Feed the family after the big game. Hurry in or order online today at pizzahut.com. The Ultimate Hut Bundle, only at Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania. So Dennis, we'll start in Division 5. Again, the boys tournament starts on Tuesday, and then you'll have your regional semifinals Friday, regional finals on Saturday. Who are some area teams that we should be looking, keeping our eyes on, or some matchups that you think are going to be really intriguing as their tournament will get started on Tuesday for Division 5?
That's kind of hard to say here. I haven't really looked a lot at Division 5. Cambria-Friesland, probably from our area, and Southwestern. Again, Southwestern, we talked about that with the girls, Southwestern part of the state. That's in Sectional 4. Abundant Life Christian, that's the one,
mm-hmm.
right? Probably they weren't ranked in the polls, but they, you know, they were back there at state last year, and they got the yep. Coon brothers, who we had in here. And I think I'm kind of rooting for them. I picked Abundant Life Christian and Columbus Catholic. I'm still working on the boys for my with sports. Yeah. I got to do that yet tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure about Divisions 1 and 2, Almond, Bancroft. And I was looking at Sheboygan Lutheran probably. That's usually a pretty good call in Sectional 2 and Sectional 1. Turtle Lake maybe. They got the one seed overall, but... that's kind of up in the air yet. I'm still kind of working on that one.
Yeah, and it would be such a cool story if Abundant Life Christian made it back to the Kohl Center, given everything that school has gone through this year.
Yeah, Jacob and Jonah Kuhn both hit 1,000 points in the same game mm-hmm. in December, and skilled guards. And as Dickie V used to say on ESPN, if you got to have guards at tournament time, you got guards, yep. they're going to kind of rule the show, and you got two really good ones there. Mike Tease, the coach, also the athletic director, he's done a great job. He got a pretty good schedule there. But I think in that division, Sheboygan Lutheran's probably, you know, they were the favorite coming in preseason, and they've done nothing to, I think, change my mind on that.
Mm-hmm. And then moving up to Division 4 on this one, I know we're going to talk about Mineral Point. They were there last year at the Kohl Center. Is there anybody else that you think might be able to dethrone Mineral Point from this area in that Division 4 side?
Well, they could probably have to go through Cuba City, right down the road.
Yep.
There's a rivalry. And when Jerry Pettigrew was coaching Cuba City and Dan Burrison, I mean, that was a big one, going back and forth. Two of our mainstays on the WBCA board, you know, Jerry, the president, executive director. So that's always good. But on the other side, Cambridge, from a local standpoint, yeah, really like what they've done. And, again, Deerfield. That's another team from our area that I kind of had highlighted there. They got a two seed, so and Cambridge got the one seed in that lower half of that bracket in Section 4. I'm still going to go with Mineral Point, and then you've got Aquinas and Bondule. I've got in the other two sectionals. Aquinas, just a traditional power in all sports.
Mm-hmm.
But Mineral Point, you like to see them duplicate. I got to see them at Christmas time, after Christmas, at the Wisconsin basketball, the Rick Majerus shootout in at Concordia. And there was nothing there that said that they're not going to be at yeah. State. So
now, I'm curious. You didn't pick our teammate, Mark Tauscher's alma mater, Auburndale. They're a one seed in that second sectional. You don't think that Tauscher's...
They got a good shot. That and the Stratford. They're going to have to get through Stratford, I think, to, and then Bonduel's on the other side of the bracket. So, again, I'm still doing my homework on that to check and see. Okay. But I saw Auburndale there. And
yeah, I didn't want Mark Tauscher to be coming after you because you didn't pick his alma mater when they get a one seed in their sectional.
No. Trust me, I've followed Auburndale for a long time, and I saw Tausch play in the field house. So, yeah.
So you go way back.
Yeah, I go way back. And he was recruited by the football coaches because of what mm-hmm. he did on the basketball court. All those people that want to specialize in sports, Mark was a great example. Basketball out there, the footwork and everything. And, hey, this guy's got it. And coaches look that when
yep.
Badger coaches have a football player, they're checking all the other sports they're in. How are they interacting with their teammates? How is that sport going to help them in their sport? And so Mark was a big proponent of it. I know he is with his kids too. So
mm-hmm. as we go through the boys tournament bracket here on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania, I'm Hunter Vaughn. With me, the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Summerow. We move up to Division III, and again, we start to see more and more of those Madison area schools as we look at the 3 and 4 sectionals. We've got Platteville, who I know technically really isn't Madison area, but we've got Lodi getting a 3 seed, Wisconsin Dells a 2 seed, but then a team that we've seen quite a few times, Lake Mills, getting a 1 seed in their sectional.
They just shoot the 3 so well, and they're so well coached. Steve Hicklin over there, that's a team that they were the preseason favorite in the Capital North. But Mankato recruit AJ Bender, top playmaker. Then you got Brady Benish, Ty Schaefer, Tyler Woleen. By the time he's done, he's going to be one of the greatest players in that school history. I think it's possible, but they're going to have to get through. That's a pretty tough sectional they're going to have to get through. You got Edgerton, too, in the Rock Valley. You got to mm-hmm. look at them. So I'd say it's Lake Mills, Edgerton, the survivor. That's going to be... That would be a sectional semifinal matchup, possibly.
Yep. And there is a possibility we get the Lake Mills Lakeside Lutheran rivalry game for a regional final, with Lakeside Lutheran the 5 seed and then Lake Mills being that 1. I mean, Lakeside's going to have to beat Whitewater and then go up to Waupun in order for that to happen. But there is a possibility, yeah. And I love seeing those rivalry games for regional finals, or sometimes you'll get them in that sectional semifinal, and it just adds even more to what's already a pressure-packed game.
Yeah, and then Lakeside last year made it to state. If they would have won, they would have gotten bumped up to Division II. They didn't. Unfortunately, they lost Casey Guzman. He had the game-winning shot in the semifinals. Tore up his knee playing football, so he's not been able to play this winter. And that's a shame, but again, that's such a good program. They've been able to overcome that, and a team kind of a dark horse, I think, in that sectional. But again, then we're looking across the other ways. Milwaukee Academy of Science, preseason number 1 coming in. They could win in any division.
I was going to say, that's a school where I feel like, I mean, if they win it again this year, they'll bump up to Division II, I would have to assume, given the performance factors. And then they're a good enough program that they could keep winning at Division II and suddenly be a Division I program.
That's the Catholic Memorial of basketball.
Yep.
We talk about Catholic Memorial years in football. They could compete in any division. You've got it's one of the most talented teams in the state. Iowa State commit Jamarian Bateman, one of the top players. Yeah, and they played some pretty good competition during the year. Verona, Nicolet, DePere, Eau Claire Memorial. So they're battle-tested.
They definitely are. Throw it, nail it, celebrate. Check out the buzz at Madison Axe, your state-of-the-art entertainment spot with 8 lanes of axe throwing, interactive games, plus digital target projection and scoring. For even more fun, check out their indoor backyard, 2,000 square feet of shuffleboard, cornhole, yard games, and more. Perfect for a night out with the family or parties. Madison Axe is your destination for all things fun. Go to madisonaxe.com or head to their location on Stoughton Road today. Dennis, a team that we haven't talked about on that Division III side that I feel like we need to, and then plus we'll get our picks here for the Final Four, the Freedom Irish. They're a one seed in that second sectional. They've got Donovan Davis, a 6'8 sophomore. He is averaging 22 points, 12 rebounds, leads the Freedom in points, rebounds, assists, I believe steals and blocks as well.
Like, I saw him play up at the up in Appleton at the Champion Center this past summer, and he was phenomenal. And there, scouts are drooling over him.
He's already got offers from Wisconsin, Marquette, and Iowa State. So the big three when you're a Wisconsin basketball player, basically, is if you get those three schools recruiting you, you know that you're a pretty good player.
Yeah, and that's kind of, you'd say one of the weaker of the sectionals. So I got Freedom, you know, getting to state. I haven't made my predictions on who's going to – well, I think it's Milwaukee Academy Sciences to lose, but you got Lake Mills and Freedom, and then I also got Elk Mound in the other one.
See, on that other one, so I went Milwaukee Academy of Science because I'm no dummy. Lake Mills because I want the area team there, of course. Freedom, I just, like you said, I think that is the weaker of the sectionals. Keele might be able to give them a run, I think. Yep. The two seed on the very bottom there, but I think that's going to be, in that sectional final, their biggest hurdle that they're going to see. And then I went with Osceola. They're a two seed on that top part of the first sectional. They would have to take down Prescott, who they're both from the same conference, and Osceola finished two games ahead of Prescott in the conference standings, but for some reason, those computer rankings put Prescott as a one seed and Osceola as the two seed. So I'm just going with the upset. You know, they've got a little chip on their shoulder, and we'll see Osceola at the Kohl Center for Division III.
Yeah, Prescott would like to get back to state for the second year in a row, but I think Osceola's going to have something to say about it.
Exactly, especially if you get, like I said, those rivalry games. I just feel like that'd be one of those games where they're going to be coming out ready to play. We move ahead to Division II, and Dennis, for Division II now, I mean, we got to talk about him. Josh Manchester, Mount Horeb. Is anybody going to stand in their way when it comes to that sectional, or are they coming right? Are we just going to book it? They're going to the Kohl Center?
Fort Atkinson's had a really good season, conference title up there. I think they tied, but
they won.
They won the conference. So Mount Horeb's going to have to go through either McFarland or Stoughton again. You know, that third time's the charm type of game. But I was able to do a story for the Mount Horeb Mail on the 2015 team that won for Mount Horeb. And those guys are rooting for these guys to come back. Coach Nessheim had a son on that team, and he's got a son, Cam, on this team. There's a lot of parallels between it, scoring. Drew Fredrickson was the good scoring guard, but Manchester is just on another level, going for 2,000 points, which nobody's done in school history. He broke the school scoring record five games into this season. So it's what happens around him. The other guys, are they elevating their games? You know, you had a football team that didn't make it to state, and a couple of guys from that with a little chip on their shoulder. They played Green Bay Notre Dame at the basketball yearbook tournament, and that was a team with 6'10" center, a lot of size, and so one thing they don't have is size, so they've got to be pretty physical blocking out on the boards. Rebounding is really key, but again, Manchester can score 20 points in a blink of an eye in a row.
Yep.
So anytime you talked about that earlier, having that one guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but and everybody else learning how to play with him. One thing, if you want to score points, make your free throws. And I've seen him make 10, 12 in a game. Get layups, and he's done a really good job on the defensive side of getting steals, coming back door, knocking the ball, and going in for layups. And he makes his fast break layups.
Yep.
I don't see any clunkers. Oh, he gets in. He's got the good form, and he's got that deadly 3-point shot.
He's also the type of player when I was on the call for Mount Horeb's game against Edgewood towards the beginning of the season, and he's one of those players where everything looks easy, even though I know that he's working hard and he's putting in that effort, but he just, everything is easy for him. He can hit a step back jumper if he needs to. He can do it all. He can score from anywhere on the floor. So he's just one of those guys that he's such a ridiculous talent. I think he may end up ending his career getting up towards that top 10 all-time scoring list. Somewhere, maybe, I was talking to Adam Mertz, one of our teammates. He is from Mount Horeb, covers that team, has seen them a bunch, and he was saying that he thinks that he might get around one of your favorite guys, Sam Oakey, for all-time scoring list. Won't get up to that 3,000-point number, but
Anthony
still
Pieper,
might get up.
Anthony Pieper's got that one. Yeah. I mean, guys are getting close. But again, Zach McGuire, Chris Keel, Griffin Hanna. I mean, that's a pretty good set of guards. And Keel and McGuire bringing that football. McGuire was a really good football season, and Keel's an all-state wide receiver, more of a defensive player in this group. Chapman, another shooter, but they were ranked 11th preseason. Stoughton was ahead of them, they're one of the best teams in our, if not the best team in our area. Be interesting to see them go up against some of the Big Eight teams.
Yeah, and they could see Stoughton. If Stoughton beats McFarland, Stoughton's the 4 seed, McFarland the 5, and then the winner of that game would take on Mount Horeb in that regional final.
And Stoughton's got a stud in Jacob Hibner.
Yes, very good player in Hibner. Now, who are your Division II picks? I'll give you mine here first, Dennis. I went with Greenfield from Sectional 4, and then Mount Horeb, of course, and then I went with Slinger coming out of that second sectional for Division II. That is the same sectional that has Notre Dame. They've got West DePere. I'm really doing it because I'd love to see the Slinger Owls get the football state championship in Division II.
And basketball.
And then basketball, do what Marquette did for football and basketball last year for Division I. So I'm really just rooting for that because that would just, I love it when schools are able to do that. And then my final team for Division II, I went with Onalaska. I've seen them a few times over these last couple of years. They were at the 608 tournament, and they're just a really, really good program.
Well, and there's no ranked teams in that sectional,
exactly.
So that one's open. I like that one, even though I think the lacrosse area it's down, a little bit down from some of the teams the lacrosse central years when they were in state. But I go at Nicolet. I just love their guards, and I've seen them play 3 times this year. And then Racine Park. I'm going with the Racine Area School and, of course, Mount Horeb. And Mount Horeb to win state. Probably over. Yeah. I had them going against Nicolet. I wanted to see Nicolet's guards against with Manchester on a college court.
Mm-hmm. And then quickly here is we're on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. I'm Hunter Vaughn. With me, the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Summerow, for Division I. There is, if you're paying attention here, you notice we didn't talk about a certain school that traditionally was Division II. That's Wisconsin Lutheran. While Con Knipple isn't there, they still have his brothers. Cager is number 2 in scoring for that team. They're a 1 seed in Sectional 4. I'm assuming that that's your pick for that Division I to come out of there.
Yep, that's
and
right.
Then the Sectional 3 is where we have our Madison area schools. Middleton's an 8 seed. Sun Prairie East is a 5. We're going to be at Madison Memorial, the 4 seed, as they host Madison La Follette. And Memorial being a 4 seed, Dennis, I feel like Steve Collins, having won 2 state championships, he's been to the Kohl Center so many times, I feel like they're a team that could really surprise some people because of that seed number and make a deep run and a shot to get to the Kohl Center.
Well, the team that we thought early in the year would have been coming in was Middleton with Garlock and company.
Yep.
But Kevin Bavery has not had his starting lineup all year long. He's had suspensions, injuries, and he didn't have Garlock until after Christmas time. But Kettle Moraine's the only unbeaten Division I team. And
they're out for blood. They were disappointed after their loss to Marquette in the semifinals last year.
Yeah, so I got Kettle Moraine and Wisconsin Lutheran. And then DePere, again, with Kinzinger and company. Gregory has had a good year. And the point guard's dad?
Rob Domofsky of ESPN. Yeah. His son, Rowan, is the point guard for the DePere Redbirds. It would be fun to see Rob down at the Kohl Center losing his mind as he cheers his son on.
Yeah, Zach, one of the top seniors, a Mr. Basketball finalist. Price Gregory is the guy that's really exploded this year for them. And then, and Rowan, last year I was really impressed with how he just is one of those guys that does all the little things, the dirty work, finds a way to get a layup. He'll make that last second shot at the half going in. You're thinking, oh, it's just a throwaway. No, he makes every play out there count. So and you got to have that. And they're loaded with prospects, and they were preseason 1 coming in. So, But Kettle Moraine and Wisconsin Lutheran, what can you say about that program? You mean they lose Conn to Duke, and they haven't missed a beat. I mean, they played some really tough teams, too. And yeah, this was a year where are they going to kind of settle back? And they weren't picked in the top five coming in because, again, they're moving up a division, but they've proven they're a Division I team.
Yeah, and it's just it's almost turned into a machine at Wisconsin Lutheran with how good they have been and the way that they've been able to develop players in that group. Now, when it comes to the sectionals for my pick, I did go with Kettle Moraine. As much as I would love to see Steve Collins with Vel Phillips Memorial or Wanakee as a two seed on that sectional, I saw Kettle Moraine at the Kohl Center, and they brought almost everybody back from a state team last year, and like you said, the only undefeated team. And then, of course, Wisconsin Lutheran and then DePere. I have a question mark for sectional one. So Kakon is the one seed on that one. This is with the Appleton and then going up towards Eau Claire and the River Falls area sectional. I can't pick a team out of this group. So who did you pick out of this group to make it to the Kohl Center?
I picked Kakon just because of the tradition, and they're always – always seem
also
to bring
kind of
their,
feels like a weak sectional outside of Kakana.
Yeah, outside of that, I think they've got a pretty good shot coming in. Claire Memorial could be waiting for them in the sectional final. But, you know, and we were looking at sectional three again with Kettle Moraine. On the other side, you got Verona, you got Sun Prairie East, Sun Prairie West, Wanakee. Any of those teams could end up in the sectional final there. And then, hey, it's one game. You never, you know, yeah. And I like the style of play. I mean, you look at Verona can score at will, and I just saw Sun Prairie West against Middleton a couple of weeks ago, and really, you know, Chris Davis, you know, Junior's over at Sun Prairie East, but West has had a heck of a year. They knocked off all the top teams in the league, and that Big Eight was so much fun to cover and watch this year. You know, well, after the football season, basketball was a joy to watch. But Kettle Moraine, though, that again, they're going to have that target on their back because they're unbeaten.
Yeah, and you know, Sun Prairie East is the type of team with that being a 5 seed. I expect them to be able to win against a 12 seed in Badger, and then if they can figure out a way to get the win against Madison Memorial at Vel Phillips Memorial, and then if you're taking on Kettle Moraine in a sectional semifinal, like Chris Davis Jr., again, we were just talking about Josh Manchester maybe getting up into the top 10. Chris Davis Jr. is into the top 10 all-time scoring in the state. He's got like 2,500 career points. We saw you and Jesse Nelson saw him put up 61 for a career high.
61 against Verona, right?
Yeah, like he could go for 70 in a playoff game. And if he's going for 70 when they've got Max Raymer on that team, who's a really good point guard, he was the quarterback for the football team, like that's a good enough team. Like you also said, you need guards when it comes to the postseason.
Yeah, and if Chris raises his defense to where his offense is, because he can score at any level, that's a key right there. I think he can maybe get some steals or kind of pump up that defensive end because, yeah, everybody can score. When you get down there, it's who's going to make the stops.
We have to take one more break, and then we'll come back and wrap things up here on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania before we get to some Brewers spring training baseball.
All right.
Here on 100.5 ESPN Madison.
Give me the green light. Oh, yeah. Cause I'm ready to go.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. For over 50 years, Zimbrick Honda's provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new Honda or a used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. Dennis, as we wrap things up before we get into some Brewers baseball, any final thoughts as we go into the boys tournament starting? We've got the girls sectionals as well this weekend. This is one of my favorite weekends of the entire high school sports year when we have boys regionals, girls sectionals. We get that doubleheader on Saturday. Any final thoughts?
Well, it's what else is going on, because this is team wrestling going on at the Fieldhouse. You've got hockey going on over in Middleton, and you've got girls gymnastics. So Todd Clark had 3 releases today for the WAA, one of the busiest guys in the state right now with those 3. But we're halfway through then, and the girls basketball and boys, and boom, that's it.
That is it. And again, in case you Didn't see it on the break screen there. We will have all five state championship games from the Kohl Center for boys basketball coming up, as well as some of the semifinals for we'll have the Division 3, 2, and 1 semifinals here on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. Dennis, it's the best time of the year. Postseason basketball. We're excited to have you back after you were covering state wrestling this last weekend. And we just got to rest up and be ready to go.
Four games in 3 days coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Exactly. So stay tuned to the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Like Dennis said, we're going to have four games in 3 days right here on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, as well as some of those games right here on 100.5 ESPN Madison. I'm Hunter Vaughn. For the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Summerow, as well as our producer, Chrissy Birdsall, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison.